Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of... what show am I on? Oh, yeah. It's my show. It's I'm Darren Copeland. Do you hear voices?
Darren Copeland.
There it is again. Welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience. We're fuzzless today.
He's on fire.
Yes, he is on fire. Big Fuzz is, well, he is actually in the north, actually the southwest sectional of the Colorado Yodeling Championships today.
Ooh. Fancy.
So he's actually, I don't know if you knew that he's actually in subsection C over 60 kilos yodeling group. He's ranked third.
Oh, got that going for him.
Very, very competitive, apparently.
Yeah.
So he needed to take his time out in order to get his yodeling just tighten it up. Just tighten up that yodeling for him. So he won't be here today. I was at the Rockies game today.
Yay. What a win with a walk-off walk.
Yes. Yeah, everyone's like, it's a walk-off walk. And I'm just like,
woo!
How about just a walk-off? Just a walk-off. That's what it is. Walk-off. Everyone wants to add more words.
Walk off.
Walk off. It's walk off. A wild pitch.
Walkity walk off.
And what's interesting, actually, what's interesting about that game is I was in the Mets locker room after the game. And the pitcher who coughed it all up in the ninth, this is kind of what Coors Field does. I don't know if it was psychosomatic or whatever, but he said he had tingling in his fingers. Couldn't grip the ball.
Got in his head.
Well, he said it's never happened before. Well, through the translator, said that never had happened before. But he had told someone else privately that, yeah, it had happened before when he was here.
Oh. Maybe it was the cold and the altitude for him.
It might have been the cold. I mean, it was cold today. I thought it was going to snow.
I would be surprised.
I have seen snow in every single month except August in my life.
Yes, I think I've seen snow in August here.
I've never seen snow in August here. I've seen snow in July. I've seen snow in September. I've seen snow in every other one, just not that one. However, I am happy that the Rockies took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, and good teams learn how to win games when they're not getting the best out of everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like good teams overcome not only the opponents, but their own badness, their own awfulness. If you can play awful and still win, that goes a long way to talking about how good a team you are. So I think that when taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets, you know, they needed 2 walk-offs to do it. But you know, you'll take it. That said, man, they have some issues. I mean, real issues. They have real issues. They have,
last night, I mean.
How many leads did they blow in this series? I can tell you how many leads they blew in this game.
3, 4.
They blew 4 leads in this game.
Last night they blew a couple, I think.
Yeah, they were up 5-0.
Yeah.
And then they weren't.
Yeah.
And then before that, I believe they were leading.
Yeah.
And then they coughed it up and they managed to, you know,
the game, the game before last night, they had a walk-off win too. Wasn't a walk-off.
I tweeted at the end of this game when it was Arenado once again up to bat with a chance to walk it off. I tweeted that God wants Nolan to be an MVP. How do you have two? How do you walk off? You walk it off twice in three games. I'm not talking the Rockies. I'm talking Nolan Arenado walking it off twice in three games. The guy's incredible. Nolan Arenado. Nolan Arenado. Nolan Arenado.
He's Nolan.
Nolan Arenado. Yes.
He's on a mission from God.
He is on a mission from God. But it's just the ability. It's just interesting to see how he's just up and up and up at every. Yeah, I mean, it took a lot of things to get him there. It took Jonathan Lucroy, who, by the way, was 2-for-3 today with a walk and a hit by pitch, to get hit by a pitch. And then, you know, to turn it over and to be able to get get everybody on base. They walked, of course, they had to walk, and then they just got the bases loaded. Put him in a really tough spot.
Walked DJ.
They meant to walk Blackman. They intentionally, and this is the thing that screws me up with this, and I really hate it. I hate the intentional walk where you can just tell a guy to go to first base instead of throwing four pitches. Throw the pitches. I hate that rule so much. There's no reason for me not to hate the rule. Just, you know, it speeds up the game. You don't have to throw four meaningless pitches. But Pride of the Yankee was based on Lou Gehrig promising two home runs and having to reach outside for a ball four.
Yeah.
I mean, perhaps the most iconic baseball moment in any movie is that. And now that is obsolete because there's no more intentional walks. So they walked Blackman. And then they walked DJ unintentionally. So the bases were loaded. And then they were up down 0-2 on Nolan Arenado. And then he threw four straight. I think he hit, you know, he fouled off a couple extra ones. And then he walked him, and that was it. The catcher of the Mets said that was the most, that he'd never seen that pitcher throw a pitch that bad that he threw on that ball for to Nolan. The one that went basically like the Nuke LaLouche.
Hit the wall.
Hit the mascot. You hit the mascot.
He's trying to take care of Dinger.
Wish someone would take care of Dinger. So, listen, good game. They've got as Bud Black said in the pregame press conference, they got to finish up this today with the Amazons, and then they welcome in the Fightins tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
Actually said, well, tomorrow we got the Fightins, but first we have to take care of the Amazons. And people and all the young kids were like, what? Ooh. What? Who? Like, no. And Isaac was just laughing because I think that's ridiculous. He's got a very strange sense of humor.
Yeah.
Old Mr. Bud Black. And that one was an instant of that. 303-313-40 if you want to give us a call. I'm here by myself. Well, I'm not here. Chichi Patero's here.
Oh, yeah.
But between the two of us, we're all by myself.
Yes, we are.
All by myself.
We'll be right back.